The fallen angels have always fascinated me, Rosemary. You know, we look at the biblical text, of course, but what do you think really happened there?
Well, I think that if we have light, we have dark. We have polarity in the universe, and we have opposites. So if we have good angels, then certainly there would have to be room for fallen angels. In fact, when you look at a lot of the writings on angels, there are what we would call good angels who really aren't kindly disposed toward human beings anyway. They really are kind of jealous about their heaven, and they don't want human beings intruding on that. But the fallen angels supposedly, literally, fell from grace, from God's grace, through sin, through the sin of pride, and descended into the lower realms, into the realm of matter, and became evil in nature to counteract the goodness that exists in the realm of light. So I think there is this presence that we have darkness and evil, and that there are energies that that can embody that, just as there are energies that can embody the higher principles.
Now, do you believe Satan was a fallen angel as well?
Well, Satan is really the he's more of a kind of a opponent of man. He is sort of the devil's advocate, I guess you would say in modern terms. You know,
to coin a phrase, right?
It's personally, it's hard for me to think of an arch being that organizes all of his energy to bring about the downfall of humanity. But I think we have to allow for those kinds of energies to be present among us, just as we have the helping beings. So the fall of angels was supposedly attributed to Lucifer, the light bearer, who committed the sin of pride and took one third of the heavenly host with him. Then we have another kind of fallen angel, which is described in Genesis, and those are the sons of God, or the watchers, the angels who were in heaven and looked down on mortal women and fell in love with them and came down from heaven to take them as wives. And they created a hybrid race, the Nephilim, who were giants who corrupted the planet, and that's what caused the flood. God got so enraged about the corruption that existed that he just had to wipe everything out and start over again.
Now, I've always been a little confused about the fallen angels that came down here to breed with human beings, human women. I thought if they were from the spirit world, how can they do that? Did they manifest themselves to be physical?
Well, angels have the ability, according to a lot of different texts and the Bible as well, to take on the form of human beings. Also in the book of Genesis, we have the angels who come and visit Abraham, the three angels, and they appear as men. In the book of Tobit, we have Raphael, who takes on the form of men. So there's precedence established for the ability of angels to descend into the realm of matter and pass themselves off in forms that can fool us into thinking that they're people, and also apparently to engage in procreation with humans, because we have these Nephilim. Now there are some people who think that these fallen angels from Genesis are really ETs who masqueraded as angels, again as deceit and trickery, and that this is part of an extraterrestrial hybrid program, which is still going on today, but in different guises.
What happened to these fallen angels, Rosemary? I mean, why were they left to basically plummet to the planet? I mean, were they that opposed to mankind? What kind of dispute did they get into up there? What really happened here?
Well, if we're looking at the watchers, or the sons of God from Genesis, they were set in heaven to watch over human beings. Now, we find the most detailed account of this in the apocryphal works, especially the Book of Enoch. There's really very little that's said about it in Genesis. And they coveted women, and they got together, and they knew that it was not a good idea to come down and take women as wives, but they decided if they all stuck together, they would be willing to do it. And a couple of 100 of them did. And they traded knowledge for sex, essentially. They came down and taught magical arts, metallurgy, math, science, all of the arts that people needed to advance themselves in exchange for taking human women as wives. And this was not a good idea. This was sort of letting out certain secrets of heaven. But the Nephilim who were created were cannibalistic, bloodthirsty, and violent. They spread corruption over the planet. And so what God did when he found out about this, because the archangels, Gabriel, Michael, and Uriel, they were so dismayed at this that they went to God and said, you know, look what's going on. And God became enraged and charged the archangels with punishing and binding these watchers, throwing them into a pit, and that all the Nephilim were to be destroyed as well. And he said he would send a flood to wipe everything out on the planet. He chose Noah, who was of pure descent, a pure lineage, Noah and his family, to repopulate the earth. Now, one interesting thing about Noah is that in the Apocrypha, there are descriptions of Noah that indicate that he may have been of angelic origin, or possibly another interpretation, ET origin, because when he's born, he's very different from human beings. He seems very mature. He speaks almost immediately. He's got a different look about him. And in fact, his father is so alarmed that he wonders where this kid came from. So I think these are all very interesting things to think about in terms of, have we had some sort of spirit and or extraterrestrial intervention in the evolution of humanity?